Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony with the Real Karate Podcast. It is Monday, April the 8th. There was a eclipse today, 2024, for those of you who may be listening in the future. And I want to tell you right now that the foundation of your martial arts training is probably incorrect. Now, before I go any further, you guys are going to say, oh, well, you're saying that I should have karate as a foundation because I'm a karate guy, or some people are going, no, MMA is the best, jiu-jitsu is the best. No, I'm not talking about a style. I'm talking about the foundation, the most fundamental aspect of your martial art. The focus of your study is probably incorrect. And I'll tell you what it should be. The essence, the foundation of any martial arts study is distance management. Now, that may sound a little funny, but let me help you out. If you are a grappler, let's say a freestyle wrestler, your job is to get past the hands and feet of a person who may be planning on striking you to achieve a workable clinch so you can control their body. If you are a boxer, your job is to get within the kicking range of another person so you can deliver your punches, but not be so close that you can be easily grappled by somebody who wants to grapple you. If you are an outstanding kicker, your job is to maintain distance in such a way as to where that person cannot effectively close the distance to grab you, nor get inside the reach or the distance of your legs and or knees to punch you. I don't care what art you do. I know that the fundamental, the essence of any martial art is distance management. Let's go even beyond that. Let's say that you have a katana, a sword, or a long staff, a bow, a short staff, a jo, nunchaku, sai, tonfa. Whatever your weapon or skill of choice is, your main objective is to put yourself in a position and a range that will allow you to most effectively use that weapon. Excuse the clinking sound that you hear. I've got some jars from a smoothie that I was drinking earlier, so bear with me. Your job is to manage and maintain your desired distance so you can deliver the type of attack that you want to deliver. That's it. So before anybody comes to me and starts talking about how their art will allow them to defeat a person with X, Y, and Z, ask yourself, how are you going to do that? What weapons are you going to employ if you're using a weapon? And what body parts are you going to employ if you're doing this in an unarmed way? I guarantee you, the essence of whatever it is you're trying to achieve boils down to distance management. Can you get yourself close enough or stay far enough away to employ your desired weapons? That's it. Argument's over. If you want to come for me, I'm here. I'm listening and I'm ready to answer. Check me out at thomasmartialarts.com. I am in all the cool places that people hang out. Not all the cool places, I'm just joking. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, all that stuff. Find me there. Tell your friends about me. I'd love to get your input. But by far the most important thing, as always, is please be kind to yourselves and each other.